Today we're building something that instantly says jungle, dub, and old school DNB without even needing the drums to fully kick in yet. We're going to design a tune dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12, shape it into a deep atmospheric statement, then resample it so it becomes a playable texture you can drop into an intro, breakdown, or transition. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the siren like a novelty sound. Treat it like a character in the track. It should feel like a warning signal drifting through fog, sitting on top of breaks, bass pressure, and tape-worn atmosphere. That's the vibe. First, set the scene. I'd recommend working around 170 to 174 BPM, because that tempo range naturally lives in jungle and old-school DNB territory. Pick a key center early, because this sound is way more effective when it's tuned to the track. Good minor keys for this kind of thing are F minor, G minor, A minor, or D minor. These keys sit nicely with sub-heavy bass and dark melodic phrases. Create a MIDI track for the siren, and put a tuner and a spectrum analyzer after the instrument so you can check both pitch and frequency space as you go. Even though this is a sound design lesson, arrangement thinking matters from the start. Jungle and DNB are phrase-driven genres, so think in 2-bar, 4-bar, 8-bar, and 16-bar units right away. That will help the siren feel like it belongs in the tune rather than floating around randomly. Now let's build the core sound. Use a stock synth-like operator or analog. Operator is great here because it's clean, stable, and easy to tune. Start with a sine or triangle wave for the main oscillator. That gives you a strong, simple foundation that won't get messy too early. If you want a little more edge, you can add a quiet saw layer, but keep the main voice controlled. Shape the envelope so the sound has a quick attack, a short decay, and a release that's long enough to leave a tail, but not so long that it turns into a cloud immediately. Then add a pitch envelope so the siren has that classic rising warning shape. A pitch movement of about 7 to 12 semitones is a good starting point. You don't want it to sound like a random synth lead. You want that old dub system energy, where the pitch movement feels almost vocal. If you're using a filter inside the synth, keep it low pass with a bit of resonance. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz, then let automation do the rest. The real magic is in the movement. You want the siren to open and close like it's reacting to the track, not just sitting there statically. At this stage, write a very simple motif. Seriously, keep it lean. Jungle thrives on repetition and identity, not overcrowded melodic writing. Try starting on root note of the key, or the fifth, and then use a small passing note for tension. If you're in F minor, for example, you might use F, C, and E flat as your core material. The point is to make something that sounds musical in context, not something that competes with the bass line. Now program a call and response phrase instead of holding one note forever. That's a huge part of the old school feel. Think of the siren as a question, and the next phrase as the answer. In a 2-bar or 4-bar loop, you might hold a note for a beat, hit a short higher stab, then repeat that with a small variation. Let the second bar open up a bit more, or let the filter rise slightly more than it did on the first bar. These little differences make the phrase feel performed. And here's a really important teacher note. Leave micro gaps. A tiny bit of silence before the next hit can feel more powerful than stacking more delay or reverb. Jungle tension often comes from what's missing, not what's added. Next, let's build the atmosphere around the siren. This is where the sound starts to feel like it belongs in a real track. After the synth, add auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, and EQ8. That gives you movement, space, grime, and cleanup all in one chain. For echo, start with a sync time like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted 1/8. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 20 to 45%, and filter the repeats so they don't take over the mix. Roll off the low end in the delay, and tame the highs a bit, so the repeats feel like they're coming from a battered dub system rather than a pristine digital delay. For reverb, aim for a medium to long tail, maybe around 1.8 to 4.5 seconds, but keep the low cut active so the siren doesn't blur into the bass zone. A little pre-delay can help keep the attack clear. If the reverb gets too shiny, cut some top end. You want fog, not gloss. Then use EQ8 to carve the part into its own lane. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so the low end stays available for the kick and sub. If the siren gets harsh around 2.5 to 5 kHz, dip that area a little. The goal is to keep the sound intense without turning it into a piercing whistle. A little saturation helps too. Put a saturator or dynamic tube after the synth or after the effects, and drive it gently. We're talking a few decibels, not destruction. This gives the siren some grit and helps it feel more like it's coming off old hardware, which is exactly the kind of texture that works in Jungle and old school DNB. Now we get to the fun part, resampling. This is where the sound stops being just a synth patch and becomes a production asset. Create a new audio track and route the siren into it using resampling or by directly selecting the siren track as the input. Arm the track and record a 2-bar or 4-bar pass while you perform automation on the synth and effects. Do at least a few passes. One pass should be restrained and clean. One should be more exaggerated with bigger filter moves and more delay throws. One can be slightly broken and messy, almost like the sound is falling apart. Those different takes are gold, because they give you options later when you're arranging. Once you've captured the audio, consolidate the best sections and name them clearly so you stay organized. Something like Siren Clean, Siren Atmos, and Siren Throw works nicely. Now chop that audio into usable pieces. You can do this in Simpler Slice mode or directly in the arrangement if that fits your workflow. Focus on the best moments, the attack, the peak of the filter sweep, the delay throw, and the noisy tail. Don't over-quantize the slices. If you make them too perfect, you lose that unstable, taped-up character that makes the style feel authentic. This is also where you can turn the siren into a small phrase bank, trigger the main hit, answer with a tail on the offbeat, and leave a little breathing room for the drums. Suddenly, the siren isn't just one loop anymore. It's a flexible musical layer. To make it really feel like Jungle, blend it with atmospheric context. Drop in a chopped amen break or think break, a bit of vinyl or tape noise, maybe a rain texture or dark room tone, and a sub drone or Reese note underneath. That combination is what makes the siren feel embedded in a track instead of floating on top of it. If you want the arrangement to feel strong, use the siren in stages. Start with a filtered version or just the tail. Bring in more of the body as the breakdown develops. Then, interestingly, you can even pull the siren back at the drop. That contrast makes the drums and bass hit harder. In DNB, subtraction is often more powerful than addition. Now automate movement across the arrangement. Open the filter gradually across an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. Raise the reverb or delay feedback at the end of a section. Narrow the stereo image in the drop so the center feels heavier. Make the siren more unstable before a transition, then pull it back once the bass arrives. That call and response relationship between the siren and the bass is what makes the track feel composed. A really good workflow is to put the key controls inside an instrument rack and map them to macros. One knob for tone, one for space, one for grit, one for throws. That makes performance and automation much easier, and it helps you think like a producer instead of a plug-in tweaker. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the siren too bright and thin. If it feels like a whistle with no body, add a slightly lower oscillator layer, a bit of saturation, or tune the core sound down a touch. Don't leave too much low end in it, because that just fights the kick and sub. And don't forget to resample. That step is what turns the sound into something with real Jungle personality. One more pro tip. Use parallel layers if you want more weight. Keep one clean siren and one dirtier, more processed version underneath it. Blend the dirty layer quietly so you keep clarity but still get atmosphere. You can also pitch a resampled slice down an octave for a haunted foghorn style layer under the main call. That's a really effective old school move. If you want a quick practice target, build one 4-bar siren phrase in a minor key, process it with echo and reverb, resample it, slice it into a few pieces, then rebuild it with at least 1 bar of space. Put it against a breakbeat and a sub note. If it feels like a real part of the tune when the drums are in, but still sounds strong when the drums are muted, you've done it right. So the final takeaway is this. Tune the siren to the track, shape it with movement and grime, resample it into audio, then chop it into a flexible performance tool. That's how you get a dub siren framework that feels dark, hypnotic, and properly Jungle. Not just a sound effect. A signature.